Want to know what successful people are doing with their money to create wealth and use it consciously for the greater good? Welcome back to Wealth Unplugged, the weekly podcast that gives you diamond tips on creating conscious wealth from changemakers, world shakers, and wealth creators. Now here's your host, Barbara Turley.
Hi there, and welcome to another week of Wealth Unplugged, the podcast where I give you my key strategies and takeaways from the guests that I interview on my Feminine Wealth TV show. Now, if you want to get the full shows and watch my full interviews, you can get those over on my website at energizewealth.com, and the full interviews are there. So here on this podcast, I just narrow down my key strategies that I get from the guests on my show. And I give them to you here in this bite-sized pieces that you can just take away and really implement straight away into your own life. So it's usually about 10 or 15 minutes long, never much longer than that. So it's very easy to get it in while you're doing the shopping, in the car, or I know a lot of you listen to this when you're out walking or out running. So it's a great way to get it in. Okay, so this week on the show, I had an amazing guest, and actually I was very excited to get this woman on the show because she's someone who I have known in my previous career for quite a long time, and it's a woman I have a lot of respect for. She is a former advisor to the White House. She advises some of the biggest sovereign wealth funds in the world, so the biggest investors in the world. And on top of all of that, she's an entrepreneur by herself as well. She runs her own company. Her name is Dr. Pippa Malmgren. And Dr. Pippa Malmgren is basically a global economic strategist. And she has recently written a book called Signals. And Signals, the book, I love it because it's all about making everyday signals that we see around us in our everyday lives, things that we can all follow to make better financial decisions and to actually see where the economy is going. So look, the interview, it was absolutely fascinating, and I would really urge you to go and listen to the whole interview because honestly, I could have had like 10 takeouts from her talk with me. But the three key ones I really wanted to talk about today. The first one, obviously, this concept of signals. You know, she wrote this book, and what triggered her writing a book called Signals was back in 2007, Pippa actually correctly advised people to sell down all of their assets. She sold her own house, she sold her own assets, and she basically said to everyone it was time to sell up. People thought she was completely mad, but of course, in the end, she correctly predicted the financial crisis coming. And she realized after that she actually needed to tell people and to show people why she had made those predictions and why it was actually quite easy to spot what was coming in everyday life. So she tells us that basically economic signals are absolutely everywhere. They're all around us, and it's really about us using our heads and watching what's going on in our everyday lives. A classic example of this is the property market. Now, where I am here in Sydney, Australia, the property market is just booming like mad at the moment. It's going through the roof. Ridiculous prices, ridiculous valuations, and everybody, of course, is running around saying why it'll never stop. But Pippa pointed out to me that when you are told that your property is worth $500,000 more than it was a year ago, without having done any renovations to it or even a lick of paint, that is a signal that is telling you that there's something in that market you need to watch out for. And I wholeheartedly agree with this because people never question. You never question why a price is higher, particularly when it comes to investments. So ask the question and ask yourself, what is this signal telling me about what's going on in the money markets, in the property markets, and why I should be making decisions based on this? The other thing you can watch out for in our everyday lives, did you notice how the packaging in things is getting smaller? So all of a sudden you pay the same price for certain food items in the supermarket, but yet the packaging is slightly smaller. Or I always notice this with clothes. You know, clothes are kind of, they've been getting cheaper and cheaper for a long time, but have you noticed how the quality is dropping? And what are all these signals telling us about what's going on? Well, with the quality of clothes dropping, that's telling you that in the emerging markets where huge amounts of clothes are made today in Asia and China and all these places, wages are actually going up. The cost of living is going up in those places and the demand is higher. So in order to keep the price of clothing lower, the quality drops. So basically what's happening here, and this is my second sort of key takeout from Pippa, what's happening here is a basic concept called inflation. And this is how we see inflation in our everyday lives. And actually, Pippa calls it shrinkflation, which I just love. Basically, you know, the sizes of steaks are getting smaller, but you're paying the same amount of money per weight. You know, so watch out for these things in our everyday lives and know that when you see this stuff happening, when inflation is happening, the signal there, those are the signals that are telling you it's happening. And what it means is that the governments and central banks are forcing money out of savings accounts. Now, why is this important? It's important to know because if the governments want to inflate, which they are doing, and they're very aware of what they're doing, and they have to do it for debt reasons, and we won't get into the ins and outs of it here, but basically they're going to force money, they're trying to force money back out into the investment markets. They want to force asset prices higher because after the global financial crisis, asset prices have taken a massive hit. And we see this, as I said, in asset prices, we see it in huge amounts of mergers and acquisitions going on. We see it in the valuations of companies going through the roof as well. Now, if you are not pricing yourself or what you do or your products or your services or your businesses, or you're leaving all your money in cash and not investing it properly, then you're actually not putting yourself in a position to stay ahead of the rising prices that are coming. Now, this is bad for two reasons. Number one, women in general, this is a generalization, but as women, we tend to earn less than men. We tend to find it very hard to price ourselves, to value ourselves, and then to negotiate the right price for what it is we do, be it that salary or charging for services that we do, or even products that we sell, or, you know, charging in our businesses. It means we're remaining behind the curve. And this is dangerous because later on, if we're not staying ahead of rising prices, then actually we're slowly getting poorer and inflation is making us poorer. So it's really important for us as women to think about this and to go, we need to be savvy here. We need to stay ahead of this inflation game and we need to understand what's going on and we need to watch it in our everyday surroundings around us. So what's the third key takeout, the way out of this? The good side of this is innovation. And Pippa talks a lot about entrepreneurship and innovation, which I absolutely love. And she's a big supporter of entrepreneurship as a way to kind of get us out of this funk that we're in right now in the world. If you think about it, small business is where everything starts. All the seeds of amazing ideas have started in people's kitchens, in garages. You know, you've got Apple, they started around a kitchen table. Uber, all these things, Airbnb, all these big businesses that are out there at the moment, they all started as a seed of an idea, as a small business. Small business is the backbone of where innovation occurs and what pushes an economy forward. Now, as women, we are huge in the small business space and we make up most of the small businesses. So we have an incredible opportunity, if we take on innovation, to actually be the future of the global economy. Now, the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund are out there at the moment saying that women are the future of the global economy. And we definitely can be, but we need to get this situation right around valuing ourselves, valuing our worth, pricing ourselves, staying ahead of the inflation game, staying savvy, and then innovating our way forward so that the world can grow and grow in the right place and in the right way. So I hope that gives you some really interesting things to think about. Some of the concepts might be tricky for some of you, but go and check out the interview over on energizewealth.com on the Feminine Wealth TV show, and you'll get some amazing insights and even some little investment tips out of Pippa over there. So as always, if you love the show, please comment, leave me a review if you're listening to this on iTunes, or subscribe to the show, because it helps me to get the show out to more people. And we really want to do that because this show is actually growing and we're getting followers now on SoundCloud, we're over on Podomatic, we're on lots of the different directories. So catch us anywhere there. As always, if you want to leave a comment, let me know what you think of the show. Even email me through the website or leave a comment below the video, the Feminine Wealth TV show. Okay, so that's it for this week. Be sure to come back next week when I'm going to be talking about what I learned from Cecilia Robinson, who started a company called My Food Bag. Very interesting concept, and she did it all while having a baby. See you then.
Thanks for tuning in. Come and join us on energizewealth.com to continue the conversation. Get your free video training, 7 Steps to Energized Wealth, and watch the video interviews that were the inspiration behind this episode.